Shabbos, say this week we have the incredible Zechus. Well, that's what I say every week, but I guess this week is going to be a little bit different. This week we have the Zechus to learn the parashios of Vayakel and Pekudei. And, you know, it's not just the learning of Vayakel, it's not just Vayakel and Pekudei, also Parashas HaChodesh. Very special Shabbos. So we'll say Vayakel and Pekudei go through the various halachas concerning the construction of the Mishkan. Remember, again, at first glance, I mentioned this last night, at first glance, it looks like Vayakel and Pekudei are repetitive, but just so you understand the difference is, Truman Tetzava were the instructions. Vayakel and Pekudei is the actual construction of the Mishkan. So it is repetitive in that it's the same details, but that was instructions, and this week is execution. So I want to share with you an incredible insight from... So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, chapter 36, verse 6. So the Pasuk says that what happened? Vayitzav Moshe, vayaviru kol b'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu put out word, Leimor ish v'isha al yasu od melacha l'tshumas HaKodesh. We don't need anyone else to do any more work on behalf of the Mishkan. And the people stopped bringing. Fine. So the Belzer Rebbe raises an amazing question. He says, remember, what did Moshe Rabbeinu want to do? What was Moshe Rabbeinu really saying? What he was saying was, we don't need any more donations. I'm not saying that, by the way. That's Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that, right? No, this is like a one-time event in Jewish history. So something amazing occurs, which is Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, we don't need any more gold, silver, precious. We don't need anything else. We don't want anything else. Stop bringing donations. That's what he's saying. But if you look at what he actually says, he says to them, Al ya'asu od melacha. Don't do any more work. Don't do any more work. So ask the Belzer Rebbe, Hare yechrizu rak shelo yasa od melacha. V'lama pasek ame lahaviyat shumas v'anadavos. V'lama lo hechriz. So the Rebbe says something fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu, in reality, you don't want them to bring any more donations. So just say, stop bringing donations. Why do you say, Al Yaasu od Malacha? Now, you know, to be clear, not everybody. So you hear the Shaila. Say, stop bringing donations. Why do you have to say, stop doing Malacha? So listen to what the Rebbe says. This is incredible. Ha-Hezberhu, this is the Belzer Rebbe, of Sar Shalom Belz. Ha-Hezberhu, She-Kozman She-Oskin B'Malachas HaKodesh. Govros hatashuka vaislavus shumach raza lafsaka sachumos lohai samoila. So listen to what the Belzer Rebbe says. When a person is moving, when a person is doing spiritual malacha, when a person is engaged in dynamic spiritual activity, they can't stop. Once you get the momentum going, it's very hard to stop. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have said to the people, Stop bringing donations. That wouldn't have worked. Why? Because as long as the malacha of the Mishkan was happening, there was such a dynamic and frenetic pace of spiritual activity. There was such a positive momentum. There was like a tidal wave. You know, I will say, when that wave is coming towards the shore, you can't stop it. The momentum has already started and there's nothing that could pull it back. So Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that as long as the malacha, the work, is occurring in the Mishkan, that's the tidal wave of dynamic spiritual activity. And if the wave is occurring, you can't pull it back. They're not going to stop bringing. They're not going to stop doing because the dynamic activity is continuing on and on and on. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al ya'asu od malacha. Stop the malacha. Stop the work. Don't do anything more. When you stop the work, when you stop the tidal wave, when you stop the dynamic activity, that's when the donations stop as well. And the Rebbe teaches us, I think, something incredibly amazing, that so much of successful spiritual living is not just learning and not just doing chesed or giving tzedakah or doing all the different things that we do, but it's creating momentum. when you create momentum, when you create momentum, so the momentum takes on a life of its own. When you create momentum, ultimately, again, you could ride the wave of that momentum, even in times when you're not feeling it as much. Life, sometimes we think that life is about doing good things here and there. Doing good things is wonderful. But more important than doing good things is creating a tidal wave of activity, creating momentum. And when you create momentum, the wave lifts you up and pushes you forward. The Rebbe says, Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, stop the malacha. The wave is too, we don't need it anymore. But he can't say stop donations because the donations are a function of the wave. Only once you shut down the malacha of the work, ultimately, again, do the donation stop. And I both say, especially these days, when we are separate from each other, when we're not in shul, when we're not in the base medrash, when schedules have changed, that's why it's so important to keep up our schedule. That's why people have asked me, come on, 5:45 in the morning, we have to start 5:45 in the morning. Yes, because it's all about keeping the momentum. Because when you keep the momentum in your life, ultimately, again, you create the wave. When you create the wave, that wave carries you, even in moments that you are not feeling it as much. And Rabbi saying these days, we have to add to that wave, add to that momentum as much as possible. Figure out the things that you can do in your life to build spiritual momentum. Because when you build spiritual momentum, that wave keeps moving, even when you don't realize that it's moving. And that wave is so strong that it cannot be shut down. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that to stop the dynamic activity of the Jews, it's not enough to stop them from bringing their gold or silver. He has to shut down the malacha, because the power of malacha, the power of spiritual labor, the power of spiritual work, is that once you start it and it becomes ingrained and it becomes a function of your daily life, it picks on a movement of its own. And in these days, when so much of our movement and so much of our momentum has been impeded and changed, we have to toil incredibly to create that new momentum, to create that new wave, and in Meretz Hashem, ride that wave until we are back together again. I want to say, wishing all of you a good Nerev Shabbos, a peaceful and meaningful Shabbos Kodesh, and we'll begin Shacharis as soon as Moshe is ready.